You're listening to the Rizzoli and Isles podcast. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jay.
And this episode is going to be a special Rizzles Con recap episode.
Woohoo!
Since we weren't there in person, we decided we are going to live vicariously through some of the people that actually were and get all the details from them.
40 other people didn't go, so now you will know what happened. We're like the e-news of... Okay, never mind.
We're like that gossip newspaper on Rizzoli and Isles, except we're not going to put frenemies in the title.
Don't get me started. Oh my god, that was just horrible. But anyway.
So, the first person that we have with us is Holly, aka her Twitter account at Edge of Holzoli. Thank you, Holly, for being with us.
No problem.
All right, so...
Holly, how did you first hear about the Rizzles Con?
I guess from the actual Rizzles Con Twitter account way back when they had a question mark as their avatar because it was not even known if they were going to do it yet. And some people had mentioned to me, you know, you should go play your song, The Edge of Gazoli, at Rizzles Con. And I was like, Rizzles Con? What's that? That sounds awesome. So then I looked up their Twitter account and started following them, and eventually they did ask me to come play the song there, and that's when I started talking to them about that. So that's how I heard about it originally. People actually suggested to me that I should play the song there.
I'm guessing that's what made you decide to go, right? Or
yes, because at first, you know, I was like, well, I'm from Alabama, and it's, you know, pretty far to California, and I didn't know what I was going to be doing at the time, and I just thought, yeah, I'm not really going to plan on going. But then after that, I was kind of like, you know, it's a really awesome opportunity, and, you know, I'll get to meet everybody. So I kind of changed my mind, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go do that.
So was it your first time going to L.A.?
Yes. Yes, definitely. And it was a bit of a culture shock, but it was fun. It was good. We had a good time.
So did you do any sightseeing outside of the convention?
We went to IHOP a lot. So, like, everything you could see between the hotel and IHOP, we saw several times.
What'd you get at IHOP?
The strawberry banana pancakes, definitely. That's what we all got. And it was funny because Joy, who is from England, didn't understand, first of all, why we were eating breakfast at, like, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And when they brought the pancakes out, she was like, these are fucking huge, like... And she didn't know if she was supposed to, like, cut them up with a knife first or just, like, pick up the whole thing with her fork. Like, she was really confused. And we have some really awesome pictures of her being confused with her pancakes, but we've been told not to put them on the internet. So I can't share those, but just know that it did happen.
I'm guessing there's no pancakes in England. I don't know. In the UK.
I think they're just really small. Like, all their portion sizes are much smaller than ours. Mm-hmm. So she was just overwhelmed, I think.
They're probably like crepe size, maybe.
But she went for the full-on American pancakes.
Oh, man, if she ever saw Man versus Food at those restaurants, she would just kill over.
Oh, I almost had a Man versus Food moment, too. Jay wouldn't let me, though. Don't.
Oh! Oh, at first I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah. What was it called? It was called some burger, and you had to, like, actually eat it all. And timed it, everything, and you couldn't puke, you couldn't leave the table, and you're like, come on! Let me, yeah. I'm gonna do it! I'm like, dude, no.
When we were at Comic-Con, there was it was like, oh god, I don't even remember how big the burger was.
It's huge.
Yeah, it was like 2-pound patty, and like a special oversized bun with all the fixings and like fries. And it was like $25 for this burger, but you had to eat it within half an hour. And I was like, let me do it, let me do it. I hadn't eaten all day. And she was like, no, you cannot do that.
Hello, same room situation, one bathroom. No. Not gonna happen. If we were in different hotel rooms, I'd be like, do it, I don't care. But we were in the same, no, I don't wanna be like, oh, I'm sick. I don't know, I didn't pack some. Maybe I think I did pack Pepto-Bismol, but that's not the point. Still no.
On Sunday night, we went to a place called Retro Row. We were going to yet another Mexican restaurant. It was really cool. Like, all the stores were, like, straight out of the 60s. Like, even the hairdressers had, like, the old, like, 60s hair dryers. And, like, there were Volkswagen, like, buses and Vespas everywhere, and it was pretty cool. And we saw like the LA Harbor, and there was this thing out in the harbor, like we called it Barge City, but I'm sure that's not its real name. But they're like these man-made islands out in the harbor, and they were pretty cool. But yeah, we were so busy, like with the convention stuff, we didn't really have a lot of free time.
So what was the first thing that you did when you got to the convention?
Okay, so the convention started on Friday. I got there on Wednesday night after, like, the worst travel day ever. Like, all my flights got canceled. I had to change airlines and blah, blah, blah. So I finally get there, like, 6 hours later than I was supposed to on Wednesday. And there are a few people that were already there, and they're like, come out and see us, you know, say hi. And I'm like, dude, like... I'm just dead. Like, I just want to eat and go to bed right now. So I ordered a pizza, and I tweeted about it, of course, as we all do. And so Joy was like, oh, you ordered a pizza? I'm like, yeah, you want to come up? So Joy came up, and we shared a Domino's pizza, and she was the first person that I actually met when I got there. So we hung out for a bit and, you know, kind of talked about our expectations for the con, and we just kind of hung out, and that was a good introductory meeting for me. And that was the first thing I did on Wednesday night, was hung out with Joy and ate Domino's.
Sounds like a very relaxed evening. I mean, kind of ease you into the con rather than throwing you in with the sharks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think I would have done very well had I just, like, walked into a group of, like, 20 people that I'd only talked to on Twitter. Like, that would have been really awkward for me. So, it was better that way for me.
So, who were you excited to see at the convention?
Well, Liv and Joy, obviously. They were in charge, and everybody knows who they are. So I was excited to meet them, and, you know, just a lot of other people that I talked to on Twitter on a daily basis. And then Tess, you know, was probably the big one for me, Tess Gerritsen. And then, you know, she just exceeded everyone's expectations. So it was really cool to meet her. That was probably the big one for me.
What about panels? Any panels you were excited to go to?
Well, as most people are aware, a lot of the panels changed, and there were some things that were there that, you know, weren't originally going to be there, and some things that were supposed to be there weren't there. But I will say the fan fiction panel, which had been planned from the beginning, was pretty interesting and hilarious. Liv and Jenna and Carla were on that panel, and they just talked about, you know, the different inspirations they have for writing fanfic, and, you know, just a lot of different things. And it was really hilarious for, you know, the people that were there. They know. And so that was a good one. But then there were some really awesome, like, there was a detective, the LA coroner was there, and a crime scene photographer, and an ATF agent, and an FBI agent. I mean, there are just so many awesome people that talked, and we got to listen to and ask questions. And so we kind of got to see the real life side of, you know, what we see on the show. Everything was really awesome.
That sounds really interesting. Were they all fans of the show, or were they just guests?
Mostly just guests. I think the ATF agent, Amy, she knew of the show. I don't know, you know, I don't know how much she actually watched it, but, you know, I kind of talked to her about it a little bit, and she's actually has a company. They haven't decided on a name yet, so I can't, like, give her a plug, but she and this other an actress, Mitzi Capture from Silk Stockings, like, I think it was like a show in the 80s, I'm not really sure because I was too young to remember that, but they've started this company where they're going to work with actresses on how to play, like, law enforcement more realistically, like on TV and movies. So that was really cool. They talked about that. I think she was a fan of the show. And, you know, I believe we maybe asked the crime scene photographer, or one of them, what they thought about how realistic Rizzoli and Isles was. And, you know, they gave him props and said it was pretty good. And, you know, I listen to the podcast, and I know sometimes we all have gripes about the realistic or not realistic nature of the actual crime plots and stories. But, you know, people who do it in real life seem to think that they did a pretty good job for a TV show. So, you know, some of them definitely said that they had watched it, but I don't know if they were actually huge fans, per se.
Yeah.
You should have asked them, would you ever get inside of a van? Like, a bakery truck.
Yeah, but whatever. No comment on that.
Or, like, never fight back. You'd be like, oh, that's fine. The drug hasn't really been affected inside my system, but I'm just going to just lay down.
No, my question would be, what kind of self-defense training have you gone through?
Would you ever lean forward into the face of a murderer when he told you to come closer?
Thank you! Oh my god! Dude, Holly, dude, if I ever... Yeah, I'm gonna hug you and kiss you just for that. Like, I can't... I was so upset when... Oh my god. Come closer! I'm like, and I'm screaming at the TV, don't come closer!
Yeah, god. I couldn't let that slip.
That was so stupid.
I had to throw that one in there.
No, I agree. That was ridiculous.
What was your favorite moment?
Oh, wow. So many favorite moments, but I would have to say that the one that stands out the most... okay, on Friday night, we had the night at the Robber, where they put in a bar in the main convention room, and that's the night that I played The Edge of Gazoli for everyone, and then we all kind of had a few drinks, and then we moved the drinking on into the actual bar of the hotel and continued drinking. There were tequila shots and karaoke and all kind of wild stuff going on. And then, or sometime around midnight, Tess Gerritsen walks into the bar. And everybody in there just, like, erupted into just... It was pandemonium. Absolute pandemonium, because Tess had just walked into this karaoke bar where we all are. And, you know, we were just cheering, and she was just kind of, like, blushing and like, oh, my gosh, what have I walked into? But, you know, she just kind of said hi to everybody. And she was actually, I think she was looking for Liv, but she found all of us. But
she had
it was really cute. Like, she can't understand why we, like, fangirl over her. And so every time we did, just the look on her face was just adorable. And so I would say that Tess walking into the karaoke bar at midnight was probably my favorite moment.
Did she sing?
No. No, that would have been hilarious. But she just kind of stayed for a few minutes and said hi, and I was looking for Liv, and we have some ideas for her, and we're going to go now.
And they backed away slowly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
She's like, security!
So while we're on the topic of you performing at this at the bar, tell us about the supposed pictures.
Okay, so I was already, like, pretty nervous, right? So, I've played in front of people before, but never, like, up on a stage, like, and just me by myself. So, you know, I'm a little nervous, pretty easily distracted at this point. And, you know, I played a couple of songs, and I get to the end where I'm supposed to play The Edge of Gazoli, and I make it about halfway through. And somebody holds up a picture on their iPad of... I'm sure you've seen it. It's like the little animated Jane and Maura, like, making out on Maura's desk. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, the drawing, you mean?
Which means...
Yeah, yeah, it's like a drawing.
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen that. Why have you not linked me to that? Oh, my God.
It was all over Tumblr for a while. But anyway, so somebody holds that up on their iPad, and I'm just like, really? Like, what are you trying to do? And so, like, I kind of made it through. Like, I just kind of, you know... kind of giggled in the middle of a line or something and just kind of kept going. And then somebody holds up a picture of Sasha in nothing but her underwear. Like, I don't know if you've seen that picture as well, but it's like she's wearing her underwear and it's like from the back, but she's looking over her shoulder. Anyway, it's like super distracting. And I kind of lost it at that point. And I just had to, like, stop playing and back away from the microphone and just laugh for a little bit. And then it got worse from there. They just, like, everybody was holding up pictures on their phones and, like, swaying as if they had a lighter, you know, in their hand. And it was just, it was just like a sea of Rizzle's pictures just, like, everywhere. So it was funny, but it was very distracting. it was fun.
I wish somebody that was, like, someone was on the stage with you took a picture of the pictures. So, like, to see, like, what you were seeing.
Yeah, that's what Liv was like, you know, if somebody was recording that, like, nobody knows why you just stopped and laughed, because you couldn't see, you know, if they were recording from the audience, they couldn't see what everyone else was doing, like, but yeah, so I just look like I just stop in the middle of a song and have a fit, but I don't think anybody took a picture from that direction, unfortunately.
Man, I would have read, you guys are awful people! Then I'll be, like, taking the picture and be like, ah! I'll be like, can I borrow that phone right quick? I really like that picture.
I thought maybe, you know, Liv would save me, but no, she encouraged it. Yeah, she just thought it was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
I was gonna say, as much as Jay and I would like to say that we would not take part in that, I would totally join in.
Did you make any new friends?
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, obviously I met a lot of people that I knew, quote, already on Twitter. Let's see, I talked to, actually, Amy, the ATF agent. We're pretty tight now. Like, she made a Twitter account while she was there so that she could follow all of us. Our security guard did the same. She was not on Twitter before, and after she met all of us, she was like, I've got to have a Twitter account now so that I can keep talking to you guys. So she was pretty awesome, and just literally, I mean, you know, there was like 200 people there, so it's kind of like you eventually meet almost every single person, and so I think pretty much, you know, we all eventually met and made basically 200 new friends while we were there. So, yeah, it was pretty, you know, intimate sized gathering. So I think everybody made new friends.
If there is a RizzlesCon next year, would you go?
Yes, like, without a doubt. Yeah, we've actually already kind of started this discussion on Twitter. Everybody's like, you know, hashtag RizzlesCon 2013. But, you know, I think Liv and Joy especially are just like, please, like, let us have a break before we even start thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they had a lot to deal with. But, yeah, answer is yes. If, you know, whether it was out there again or if they decided to have one maybe on the East Coast next year or somewhere else, I would definitely do whatever I could to get there.
Oh, that would be fantastic. If it was East Coast, I would totally road trip that.
Or like Boston. Put it in Boston.
A lot. Is there anything that you would like to add, sure, Holly?
Yeah.
Would you like to ask anything about the whole, like, cast and crew not showing up? Like, are you two interested about that? Or, like...
Yeah, we would love to dish Jake and turn off the recording at this point, if that's where we're going, so...
Oh, well, no, not... I don't mean like that. I just mean, like...
Oh, okay. Yeah. You
know, just, like, in general.
Really just talk about it. I mean, they didn't show up, obviously, so...
I'll just say this. In their opening remarks on Friday, Liv and Joy talked about, you know, why the cast and crew weren't there. You know, the fact that they really did want to be there, but, you know, there were things that happened that didn't allow them to be there. But everybody that I talked to, which was most of the people there, were like, you know, I don't even see how we could have possibly had a better time. Like, even, you know, if the cast had showed up, you know, whatever, we wouldn't have spent as much time, like, together as a group. If they'd all been there and everybody was trying to fangirl and, you know, like, follow Sasha around or whatever. So I think, honestly, it turned it into a different convention, but it didn't turn it into lesser of a convention. Like, everybody had literally, like, the most amazing weekend. It was cool. We were completely fine with, you know, whatever happened and whatever reasons led them not to be able to be there.
I can say, that's so great. I'm glad everybody had a good time.
It's like when you're online and you're talking to people, like the fandom, you know, it's cool and it's fun, but to be in the same room with them and you get to, like, because in real life, quotation marks, it's hard to find someone who likes the same stuff you like, especially fangirling stuff. You know, you can't really, like, yeah, let me fangirl. It's weird. But it's when you're, like, around the same people with the same thing, it's kind of like, it's like that amazing feeling like you're, like, yourself, you know? You can be yourself.
Yeah, and there's a sense of kinship.
Right.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people say similar things. Like I literally heard somebody say that, you know, that weekend was the first time they felt like they could just really be themselves in front of a large group of people. And that's pretty freaking awesome, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody feels that way just because, you know, they're around this group of people who know you know, they feel like they know the real them already because, you know, on Twitter you can just kind of be whatever and nobody cares. And then to meet all those people in real life, it's just, it was cool. And that people felt like they could be themselves was just kind of even more awesome.
That's fantastic.
Well, thank you for joining us on this lovely day.
Auspicious occasion.
Exactly.
I just want to say that I'm a huge fan and I'm really, like, I'm really excited to be on this podcast.
Well, thank you. We definitely appreciate it. I mean, it still boggles our mind that we have people that are actual fans not like
one person.
Scammers.
Just one person. And that's Holly. I'm just kidding.
That's all for this episode. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at The Randy Podcast. Also, visit our blog at therizzolianalyspodcast.blogspot.com where you can comment and email. Thank you for listening.
And this case is closed.
Am I out again? Can you still hear me?
You're kind of coming in and out.
Ah,
that's what she said.
Oh.
Right. I blame Jay. When in doubt, blame Jay.
Oh my. On that note,
see,
I'm gonna end this recording. No, I'm done. No.